Greetings to the Path family. Our slogan at the Path is meeting you where you are. We invite you to follow, share, and check us out on social media. You may connect with us at any time, anywhere, on Facebook at The Path Church or Instagram and Twitter at Join the Path. Without further delay, enjoy this week's sermon.
Hey, we're back and I'm getting ready to preach the sermon. I am just very honored to be a part of a congregation that has a powerful men's ministry. And I'm really honored to have brothers who are serious about their walk with God. For my sermon today, I do want to emphasize fatherhood in some respects, but I believe there are characteristics that I'm going to talk about that any disciple can display in his or her life. So I don't want anyone to feel like, well, I'm not a dad, or, you know, this is just for men. Now, these are spiritual characteristics I believe that we, if we implement them in our lives, we'll be more like Jesus. So I'm going to preach, and after the sermon, please circle up and take communion. As always, we want to spend time remembering the Lord. You know, Father's Day, that can be very difficult for some of us. There are those of us who did not grow up with a spiritually bound father. There are those of us who did not grow up with someone who helped us to understand what it meant to be secure in a relationship with God. And I that's why I'm grateful for the church. I can say in my life as a young man, I was very fortunate as a young single man, as a young married man, as a young father, to watch a mature man's life up close and personal. And I do want to take this opportunity to thank a guy by the name of Sam Powell. He's an evangelist in a New York City church. And for years, I just watched his life. And I believe there were so many lessons I learned from him that I still implement today and I pass on to other brothers. You know, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 14 through 17, I do not write these things to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you have countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. I urge you, then, be imitators of me. That is why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of the ways in Christ as I teach them everywhere in every church. You know, Paul was talking about the importance of watching someone else's life. And Paul told the church in Corinth, hey, I can't be with you, but guess what? I'm sending Timothy with you. And why don't you imitate what Timothy does? And I believe that is a great attitude for every Christian to have, that we need to live our lives in a way that they are imitatable, that those in the world can see an example. The young ones in the faith can see an example. Our own children who come to this church can see an example of what it means to be a man or a woman of God. I found this quote I would like to share with you. I believe that what we become depends on what our fathers teach us at odd moments when they aren't trying to teach us. You know, and that's living a life that's imitatable. Sometimes it's not so much what we say, but it's how we live our lives. I want to take a few minutes to honor some of our mature dads. We have a lot of great dads, and I don't want anyone to feel left out. But I want to talk about a tale of three dads. I believe there are three dads in this church who have made such an impact. And they don't even know I'm talking about them today. So I want to encourage you, brothers, and let you know, me as your friend, as your brother in the Lord, I appreciate all that you do and the ways that you all have served to help build this church. You know, John chapter 21, verses 15 through 19 is the story of Peter. Peter was the apostle who said, I will never leave you, Lord. I don't care who else abandons you. I will be with you. And of course, we know when things got to be very difficult, Peter left. But Peter did not give up. Peter eventually made his way back. And he and Jesus had a little talk. And in John 21, 15 through 19, Jesus reinstates Peter. And, you know, he asks him a series of questions about how much do you love me? Then he says to feed my sheep, take care of my lambs. And basically that third time around, Jesus made it very clear, I need you to strengthen your brothers. In 2005, I had the pleasure of meeting the Alexander family. The Alexanders are from New Orleans, Louisiana, and unfortunately, they had to evacuate because of Hurricane Katrina, and they never went back. Roland and Catrice made their home here in Atlanta, and eventually, they made their way to what was then the GACC, that is now the PATH Church. And as I got to know Roland, I got to know his story. Roland had become a Christian as a college student. But shortly after that, he had wandered away from the faith. But he said that no matter where he was or what he was doing, he never forgot the word of God. He just was wondering, could he ever come back? And you know, sometimes challenges happen in our lives so that God can get our attention. It was a tragedy, what they experienced in New Orleans, but it has turned out to be a tremendous blessing for many of us here in Atlanta, Georgia. Roland Alexander was restored to the faith, and Roland came in serving, loving God, loving his Bible, loving people. And currently, Roland serves as our board president, and he was instrumental in helping us to purchase our building. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the hard work that you put into helping us to secure that property. Not only is Roland our board president, he helped his wife to become a disciple. He helped one of his sons to become a disciple. He helped one of his daughters to become a disciple. And you know, as I thought about Roland, I said, you know, Roland, you did exactly what Jesus told Peter to do, that when you return, I want you to strengthen your brothers. So I definitely want to encourage us. I don't know where you are in your walk with God. Some of you may have wandered from the faith, or you may not be doing well spiritually, and you may be asking yourselves, can my life make a difference? I want you to think about the Apostle Peter, and I want you to imitate our brother Roland's life. Roland left. He wandered. The Holy Spirit led him back. But he did not come back covered in guilt and shame. He came back with a repentant spirit. And now he serves in a powerful, powerful way. There's another brother. When I think about him, he reminds me of David. You know, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26, it tells about that young David. And David had gone out to see the battle, and David was there and saw his brothers, and Goliath came up and challenged the Israelite army. And David was like, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that would dare to defy the armies of the living God? And people looked at him like, okay, you need to chill. But David was like, no, I stand for God. You know, as I was praying and meditating, I realized that's the spirit of Paul Vendrees. My wife and I had an opportunity to help study with Paul and Michelle in the early 2000s. And Paul became a Christian. His wife became a Christian. And, you know, they moved to the other side of town. They were way up in Beaufort. And I remember talking to Paul about, Paul, what are you going to do? You're so far away from where the rest of us are. He said, I'm going to be a disciple. And I can tell you this, Paul Vendrees has not missed a beat in having his own conviction, loving and serving God. You know, what I respect so much about Paul is that, you know, Paul was retired. He was a retired New York City policeman, detective. Paul had his pension at a beautiful home in Beaufort. He really could have just checked out and come to church on Sundays and just been a nice Christian man. But Paul became a warrior of God. And no matter what, hey, Paul, we need you in a study. He would be there. Hey, Paul, we need you to help this out, help out with this brother. He was there serving, serving, serving. He looked at the time he had as, now I have more time for God. And I respect Paul's passion. There have been so many times when we have studied the Bible with men, Paul would weep over the scriptures, convicting. His heart was so soft. His heart was like, I'm just grateful. I'm so grateful I had an opportunity to know God. You know, I don't know where you are in your journey with Jesus, but I want to encourage you to imitate that heart of passion that Paul has. Paul had his pension, beautiful home. He could have chosen comfort, but he chose to serve. Some of us, We're getting older and we're retired now. We have a lot more time than we've had ever. We have resources. We're not living from paycheck to paycheck. We're doing well financially. But how much of those resources, that time, that energy, are we using to build God's kingdom? That's something to think about. You know, and the third brother, he reminds me so much of Job. You know, the story of Job was there. And life was tough for Job because he lost everything. He lost his children. He lost his resources. And it had gotten to so bad in Job's life as his health was failing. His wife, like this in Job, in Job chapter 2, in verse 9 through 11, just curse God and die. But no matter what Job went through, he never stopped loving God. And that is my fellow elder, Derek Chisholm. Derek has been with us since the early 2000s, or the mid-2000s, he and his wife, Brunia. And Derek is a man who deeply loves God. What I respect so much about Derek and Brunia is their love for the church. They have been Christians since college students. They became Christians in New York City at a young age. And they had a family. They have three children. They've raised their children. But let me tell you, they didn't pull back on their relationship with God. And if you talk to Derek, he'll tell you, he and his family have gone through some serious challenges. And he'll tell you, it's been some financial challenges, some health challenges, life challenges, raising children. But Derek has never used those challenges as an excuse not to be his best for God. And what I respect tremendously about Derek, he came into the church young, and he's seen people converted and seen people walk away. He's seen his church that he loves go through church drama, turmoil, where people just gave up and walked away. But you know what? Derek Chisholm has stood firm. His faith is one to be imitated. Derek Chisholm is a man of God. And it is an honor to have Derek in this church as one of our elders. Why do I share this? I believe that before these men became powerful fathers, they had to allow themselves to be molded and to be shaped. And you can talk to them about how they grew up. Each and every one of them had challenges growing up, but they did not allow the challenges of the past to define who they were going to be coming into the church. And Derek, Paul, Roland, each of these brothers have grown tremendously, and I highly respect them. And they are true shepherds. They are men who have laid down their lives over and over and over again to make sure myself, the staff, and this church has what it needs. Wherever we are in our walk with God, we need to remember we made a commitment. We made a commitment to Lordship. We made a commitment that Jesus would be first, would be the priority. And sometimes things can happen in our lives and we can lose sight of the commitment we made. But you know, as Paul said in the scriptures, he told the church in Corinth, listen, I have no one else like Timothy. He's going to remind you. He's going to remind you of me and what we need to do. And I'm honored to say those three brothers and many more are reminders to us of what it means to have a relationship with God. Wherever you are in your walk with God, decide today is the day you're going to give it your all. If you haven't been doing well spiritually, decide to get deeper in the scriptures, to spend more time in prayer, to find a spiritual brother or sister to help guide you back. You know, right now, it's a lot of turbulence going on, and it's so easy for Christians to be distracted. It's so easy for Christians to lose hope, and it's so easy for Christians to question the faith. But I want to encourage you, get to know our older brothers. Get to know older sisters. Get to know people who have been through the battle, who have scars, yet who have the cross at the center of their life. You know, the cross is really why we're here. Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection is the reason why we meet. And the Bible says, as often as you get together, do this in remembrance of me. We as a church believe that on the first day of the week, we need to take communion, that we need to spend some time in reflection with a grateful heart towards God for allowing his son Jesus to die for us. But most especially that he resurrected so that we could have a new way of life. At this time, I would like for us to prepare for communion. I'm going to close out in prayer, but I would love for you to circle with your family, circle with your friends, take communion, and remember it's all about gratitude. Let us pray. Father God, we love you so much. God, we stand in awe of how much you love us. And God, thank you so much for your son. Thank you for the way your son came, the way he lived his life, the way he allowed himself to die. But most of all, he was resurrected and now sits at your right hand. And we pray to be worthy to call ourselves Christians. Please forgive us, God. We fall short. We sin. We make bad decisions, God. We blow it. But we do want to confess that we love you. And we pray that your mercy will continue to be with us, God, that we want to be people who reflect your goodness to this world. Thank you for the body that was broken and the bread that represents this, God, and also for the cup, the fruit of the vine that represents the blood that was shed. And Father God, we love you so much, and we ask these prayers in your son's name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. New sermons are uploaded each Monday morning. Simply search The Path Church Atlanta in iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting service. Additionally, we greatly appreciate your feedback on iTunes. If you would like to learn more about The Path, we encourage you to visit www.thepath.church